Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Joe. Did you know? Did you not know? I got to clear it up. The callers are driving me crazy. I'm just kidding. You know, they make such a big deal. Joe, this is the worst streak of all time. If you told me who had that record of strikeouts in consecutive games, I had no idea. And I still don't know what the record is, how many games. I mean, so did you know or didn't you know?
Did I know that you
took Judge out because of the strike last night or not?
No, I took him. I mean, people can talk about all the negativity around that streak, mm-hmm. but I mean, understand, he had four at bats. It's not like, you know, we were up 7-0 in the third inning. I took him out. I'm going to rest this kid. I'm going to rest Guardy. You know, yes, did it break the streak? Yeah, but it's not like he had one at bat. He had four at bats, so he had a chance to strike out if he wanted to.
But was he even conscious of the streak? I don't even think it seemed to be
bothering him. I'm sure. I don't think it really weighed on his mind, but I'm sure he was aware of it because people asked him about it all the time.
I never even heard of that record before him. I never heard anybody ever discuss how many, like, I didn't know who held the record. I had never heard anybody even bring that record up before him about a consecutive strikeout streak. I had never even heard of it before.
And yesterday he has a really good day. You know, he walks three times and right. has an RBI single, and the focus is, did I take him out because of the strikeout record? I mean, you know, it is 130 games in, or what, 125 games in. He plays every day, giving the kid a little blow.
And you're DHing him tonight.
Yeah, I'm DHing him tonight. So it's continuing trying to keep his legs fresh because obviously, you know, he uses his lower half a lot when he hits, and we got to try to keep it as fresh as we can.
Now, did you flip-flop them because Sanchez was hot? I mean, I know you didn't change 3-4 to affect Judge because, let's be real, I mean, it's 3-4. Did you flip-flop him because Sanchez was hot?
Yeah, because he's been swinging so well.
Right, I figured.
And it paid
off last night. And man, yeah. did he looks great at the plate right now.
He looks like he did last August when, you know, he got really hot. So I'm starting to wonder if it's the months of August and September that he starts to heat up. But it would be important if that's the case.
You know, so much has been about Judge. Let's be honest. Sanchez has answered last year in tremendous fashion. He really has. I mean, he's been up 350 times max. He's got 25 home runs. He's got almost as many RBIs as Judge. He has had a terrific season.
Quietly, he's had a really, really good year when you look at his numbers. And, you know, he missed 4 weeks. 4 weeks he missed, you know, with the arm injury. So you start throwing that in there, and he's in the 80s probably in the RBI.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people are talking a lot more about him. But
he's a wonderful offensive player. He really is.
He's a very dangerous individual with a bat in his hand.
Now, his catching is still an issue. How do you feel he's coming along? I mean, he still had some problems, obviously, the last 10 days or so. I know he was better, but he still had a couple of where the strikeouts got past him. How do you feel he's doing right now behind the plate?
You know, I think it's been much, much better. You know, and the two that we're going to focus on are the two that got by him, and I understand that.
Right.
But, I mean, think about all the balls that he has blocked. I mean, he's probably averaging 7 or 8 a day that he is blocking that are not getting by him. And he's thrown the ball extremely well. So I think he's made vast improvements in that area.
How is he doing calling the game? Is he getting better?
I've always thought he's done a good job there. I really have. I think he understands the game plan. He understands what his pitcher's got. And he's able to use his instincts as well. And I think he does a pretty good job.
He likes a lot of meetings with the pitchers, though. He does like to go to the mound.
I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to get on my – if you want to get me on a soapbox,
right.
That's all about protecting signs. That's all it's all about.
Okay. So that's all that is. That's not confusion. That's
no.
about protecting signs.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not about confusion or them being on the wrong on different pages. It's more about just protecting signs.
I would say 90% of them are more about changing signs and protecting your signs.
All right. So otherwise – where are we with the guys who are still waiting to come back? Give me an update on Bird. Let's start with Bird.
Okay, Bird, he's scheduled to play 2 days in a row here in the field, and then we're going to make an evaluation. So we like where he's at. We think he's progressing well.
Swinging the bat better, right?
Yes, much, much better. Castro is doing well. We'll probably make an evaluation in a couple of days on him. And Holiday, you know, he got a hit yesterday, swung the bat pretty well, and we'll continue to evaluate him.
And here's the funniest thing that somebody said to me all year. They said, hey, Bird's coming back. Can't take Headley out of the lineup. And I said, man, what about Headley's life? It goes from everyone wanting to run him out of town to now someone said, can't take him out of the lineup. He's hitting too well. But, you know, you got to give Headley a lot of credit. The guy has 9 lives.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a tremendous season for us. I mean, he's done a great job. And you think about how willing he was to make the move and to go over to first. And, you know, when you look at his offensive numbers the second half, or since he's made that move, he's been pretty much as good as anyone about getting on base and having some big hits. So he has played really well. So there's going to be plenty of time for everybody.
And I tell you, I was never a believer in Hicks this year because last year I didn't like what I saw. But I tell you, when he came back from the injury, I said, all right, let's see how he does. He has made about 20 great catches. He has gotten big hits. He got big hits at home. He had a couple of big home runs. I mean, so he really has lifted his game this year dramatically. He really has.
He's made some big steps forward, and we're very pleased with what we've seen from him. And, you know, he gives us a ton of versatility in the outfield as well. It's not only being a great center fielder, you can move him anywhere. Like, so tonight he's playing right. You're not going to run on that arm. He just does a lot of things right, and he's made a lot of strides forward, and he's become a very good player.
Yeah, he knows the strike zone. He takes his walks, and he's got a lot of power.
Yes, he does. I mean, he missed a good 6 weeks, and you worry about guys when they come back from their rib cage, how are they going to be? And I'm sure it's affected him a little bit. But, I mean, he's got power from both sides. He's a 20-plus homer guy for a full season, and that's great to have with a center fielder that runs like him.
And how about Austin stepped in and giving you some big moments here? Boy, I tell you, he could swing the bat too.
He's been extremely dangerous against left-handers. So, I mean, he's in the mix, and we got some left-handers coming this weekend, so we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. But I really like his bat.
Yeah, his bat's been very good, obviously, up in the Sale game and everything else. And Frazier, you know, I know he hasn't hit a lot yet, but he has had a couple of, you know, big sack flies, a couple of big at-bats, and he has played a very good third base. I got to give him that. He's played really well in the field.
I would have to agree with him. You take away about the first week to 10 days, and he's been pretty good offensively. You know, he's been getting on base. He's had some big RBIs for us, some big hits. You know, his home run the other day off of Sale ended up being a big hit for us. He won that game 4-3. You know, some RBIs last night on base, and so he's played pretty well.
You've had a lot of guys chip in here, you know, up and down the lineup. One day it's Didi, and I know it's Didi a lot, but Torres, you know, Frazier, Austin, et cetera. It seems like you've been, in the last 2 weeks or so, a lot of different guys chipping in. I know you haven't gotten Judge going yet. Sanchez has been red hot, but a lot of guys chipping in the lineup.
Well, when we were going really good, that's how it was. You know, we weren't relying on two or three guys to do all the work, and that's a good sign to me. And as you're going to get some guys back, you can even spread it out more, but you get the whole lineup going, and that's when we put up big numbers, and that's what we did last night.
All right, what about what did you think about Tanaka last night?
I thought his slider was pretty good. I thought he threw some good splits. I think he can be even more consistent. I thought he maybe tired a little bit at the end. His slider wasn't quite as sharp, but I think it was a good step forward.
All right, and he obviously very important as we go down the stretch here. And where, you know, how do you get Chapman? I mean, what is your game plan right now with Chapman? Where is Chapman sitting right now in your plans?
Well, I'm going to use him anywhere, you know, from the fifth inning on, in a sense, and rely on him kind of like I've relied on all the other guys. So now,
does he feel it's a demotion?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, it's part of the game, you know, and I said, you're going to get back, and you're going to end up being our closer again, and we're going to get you right. But, I think he does. But
do you feel confident you can pitch him in the eighth inning right now in a tight spot?
Or I do.
You do?
I do. I think he can get the job done, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
And so if he's going to be all over the place right now, are you going to designate someone else as the closer, or is it going to be closer by committee?
I just kind of designated, you know, in a sense, I've been using Robbie.
So Robinson will be the guy? Okay.
Well, and Dellen.
Okay.
I mean, Dellen has done a good job. I mean, kind of it depends on the workload and the matchups, where they are in the lineup, who I'm going to use. Like the other day, because I only felt like I had Dellen for an inning, I couldn't get Dellen up in the seventh, using for an out in the seventh and then three in the eighth. So I went to David Robertson, and then I used Dellen in the ninth. So if it would have been vice versa, you know, where I had Dellen for four outs, then Robbie would have closed that day.
How did you look at the 10 games, Joe, where you played, you know, in front of full houses and all the pressure? You went 4-0 against the Mets. You went 2-4 against the Sox. I know you wanted to do better against the Sox. When you look at the 10 games, you did win six of them. I know you didn't win the ones you want, but how did you look at the overall 10 games?
Well, I thought it was pretty good. You know, I think the frustrating part is we probably felt like we could have been 8-2 pretty easy. And that's hard. And you know, they were tough games, and it wasn't like we gave up big leads and they came back. They were just tight games the whole way throughout. But, you know, I thought our guys handled it really well. You look at a 10-game stretch with a lot of young players,
yep,
and you end up 6-4, that's pretty good. But the frustrating part is we probably could have been 8-2.
And, you know, all the Met games, for you winning all four, I know the last game was Grandy hitting the grand slammer, you know, which made it look close at the end. But the other three games were all 1- and 2-run games. They were all close games.
Yeah, we hadn't had a game like last night for a while. So it was good to have. And they were all tight. And again, I thought our young players handled it extremely well.
And how about him hitting a grand slammer with the Mets, and then 2 days later hitting a grand slammer with the Dodgers?
Yeah, you look up and all of a sudden he's in the top 10 in RBIs, I think, the All-Star break, and he did it in a couple days.
And look where he winds up, playing in the outfield for the Dodgers right now. They're 50 games over 500.
Yeah, he definitely landed on his feet, that's for sure.
he sure did right now. You know, this is a good time to catch the Tigers. I know that. You know, you want to catch a team at the right time. They're kind of like they're kind of like a team that isn't used to being in the position they're in with veteran players. You can almost sense that there's not a lot of energy in that team right now, you know?
Yeah, I think we jumped off to a big lead yesterday, and there was some frustration on their part, and I think it's important that you try to do it again today. You know, Zimmerman threw really well against us the last time, and we didn't do much off of him, so today we got to figure him out, and you got to get a good start from Seve and see if you can get this one tonight.
Well, Severino bounced back off the bad start and pitched well, so, you know, you got to feel very good about where he is right now.
Every time he takes the mound, we feel good about where he's at, just because his stuff has been really consistent this year, and he's been able to give you length in games, and his stuff doesn't fall off, so I feel really good.
And how about CeCe? You put him in that position against Sale in that game. I mean, I wasn't that confident about that position. Boy, I got to give him a lot of credit, you know?
He's done it twice. I mean, you look at the All-Star break, too, when he came back. You know, we lost a tough one, and then CeCe bounced back and got us a win. So, I mean, that's why we have so much confidence in CeCe, because we know what's inside of him, and he's got a lot of heart, and he wills himself to get out and to pitch in big games.
You know, you have a lot of offense that'll be coming your way here that you can add in. When this roster expands, I mean, you're going to expand and bring in a Holiday, a Castro, a Bird. You got a lot of pieces coming that are going to be very useful pieces for you down the stretch of the season.
I agree. I mean, I think our offense has a chance to really get on a roll here as we get some of these guys back, and your lineup gets deeper, and it should get deeper against left-handers, which we've had some troubles against. You know, you get a Holiday back, and you have, you know, an option of Clint Frazier when he comes back, and Tyler Austin when he's here. I mean, your offense can get pretty strong, so I think that's important.
Joe, when you get to this part of the season here, especially with kids who haven't logged these kind of innings, and you're always very careful with this stuff, what is your game plan with a guy like Severino, a guy like Montgomery, guys who maybe haven't logged these kind of innings before in the major league level, haven't been through this before? Do you have to be careful with these guys now down the stretch of the season, or you just let them go?
A little bit. I mean, we are somewhat a little bit maybe more with Montgomery than we have with Seve, because Seve's used to the pressure of the innings here a little bit more than Montgomery was. And, you know, he's taken a step back and won't throw quite as many pitches. You know, if you get in a game where you can get Seve out early, I think you try to get him out early. You're going to watch him a little bit, but I think Seve's in a pretty good spot right now.
And, you know, I know it's too early to start to think about wild card and everything else, and you're still thinking division title, but is it clear cut to you that he's been your best pitcher right now? I mean, is he, in your mind, is he your ace, or do you still think of Tanaka the same way because he's Tanaka?
No, I think you have to look at Sevy up until this point and said he's been our best pitcher. Clearly he's, you know, been our best pitcher, you know, for the consistency of the year. So I think you look at it that way. That's fair.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Joe Girardi, the Yankees in Detroit, where the Tigers are, I'm thinking the Indians and Red Sox, I was just looking at something. The Tigers, I'm going to be honest with you, they look dead. I mean, you know, Zimmerman might have pitched well against the Yankees, but he has not pitched well. His ERA is 5.5. Last night they threw Boyd, who had absolutely nothing. And you hate to say it, but you look at a Cabrera, and he's hitting 250. You look at Victor Martinez. He's not Victor Martinez anymore. These guys just don't look like the same guys. And this Tiger team has been a very proud team. They've been in it a lot. And some of these veterans who didn't get pushed off or didn't get sold off or anything else, this team now has lost 8 of its last 10. It's 16 games out of under 500. Yankees have to just jump all over this team. Today, tomorrow, just jump all over this team, because right now this team won't have a whole lot of fight in it. And that's just the way it goes. They haven't been through seasons like this. You got to take advantage of it. You got to go say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'm just going to take advantage of it, and I'm going to go jump on it and go, you know, get my wins and get out of town. And that's how you look at it. You just take advantage of the fact that right now there isn't a lot of life there, and there's, you know, not a lot for them to fight for, and jump on them early, and you got them. So I think that's, you want to have some more nights like you had last night if you're the Yankees against the Tigers here before you're going to get ready to play the Mariners, before you're going to get ready to play the Indians. Big games coming up at Yankee Stadium. Back after that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.